This is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Kristen Hudson.
Who is this?
Will from Opinion Research. I'm not selling anything, ma'am. The purpose of my call is because we're conducting an opinion survey, and I wanted to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. First question, and with all due respect, when you think of yourself, ma'am, do you think of yourself as a female, male, or something else?
I'm female.
Thank you very much. Next question. May I ask the year of your birth? Not your birthday, only the year.
1991.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you very much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you very much. What is your race? Do you identify as white, black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Black American.
Thank you very much. Next question. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future.
Positive.
The future of the country.
Negative.
The future of the planet.
Negative.
Negative. Thank you very much. Next question. How much power do you feel young women have to make a change on issues that matter the most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power. 0 to 10.
I guess a 6.
6, okay. Thank you so much. Of the following issues, which 3 do you feel or think are the most important to young women in America? Climate change, gun violence, abortion access, mental health, economy and cost of living, racism and discrimination, immigration, crime, student loans, education, national security, healthcare, any of those?
Racism.
Okay.
Abortion care.
Okay.
And gun violence.
Gun violence. You have a good memory. Thank you.
Thank
okay,
you.
Next one. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Having or caring for children, work-life balance, advancing in your career, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, contributing to positive change in your community, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining mental health, economic security and financial independence, your education, improving or maintaining physical health, caring for senior family members.
Oh, could you repeat the question?
Thinking about this. Yeah, no
problem.
Go
ahead.
No, that's what I'm here for. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Having or caring for children, work-life balance, advancing in your career, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, contributing to positive change in your community, hobbies, and free time activities, improving or maintaining mental health, economic security and financial independence, your education, improving or maintaining physical health, caring for senior family members, any of those?
Definitely the caring for children, work-life balance, and mental health.
Mental health. Wow. Good memory. I wouldn't remember anyway. Thank you so much. Next question. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? Your spiritual religious beliefs, your profession, your personality, your sexual orientation, your role in a relationship like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, being a woman, being young, being American, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your hobbies or interests?
Being a member of my racial ethnic group, my role in relationship.
Okay.
And I forgot, what was the other one?
That's cool. You can choose one or two. That's enough.
Okay, we can go with those two.
Okay, thank you so much. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? Happiness, exhaustion, anger, frustration, hope, disappointment, sadness, pride, dread?
I'm going to go with frustration.
Okay.
And what was the first one? Because I
happiness, exhaustion, hope,
exhaustion,
disappointment.
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next question. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could do it in the future. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
C, definitely C.
C, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Next. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three, but if you want to choose one, that's okay. The two-party system. Politicians are out of touch with the daily lives of most people. Division and gridlock between political parties. Too many old white men in power. Power hungry.
Definitely that one.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Next one. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you the most? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Your state government.
My state government, not at all. I live in Alabama.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, I understand. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions.
What about, do I trust them?
Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat. I would go with somewhat.
Somewhat,
or a
okay.
little. Yeah.
Okay, what about President Biden?
I'm going to put a little.
A little, okay. What about ballot initiatives like proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
I don't trust it at all.
At all, okay. Your city government?
A little.
A little, thank you. Congress?
Not at all.
Not at all. The Supreme Court?
Not at all.
Thank you. Just so you know, we are at 50% already. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. First one. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Do you feel very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
And this is to, you know, how do I feel about, like, how does it make me feel like I'm motivated to change it?
Yeah, your motivation, how this affects your motivation when you hear these kind of statements.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I feel very motivated to change that.
The Roe versus Wade, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services? How do you feel about that?
I'm very motivated to change that.
Okay, thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. How you feel about that?
Very motivated to change that.
Yeah, thank you so much. The U.S. Mm-hmm. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Very motivated to change that.
Thank you so much. How likely are you to participate in the following? Attending a protest, will that be very likely? Somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. Voting in elections?
Very likely.
Boycotting a company?
Very likely.
Signing a petition?
Very likely.
Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Very likely.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Very likely.
Sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or on social media?
Very likely.
Thank you so much. We are at 75%. No matter how frequently you voted in elections, please think about the barriers that you may have that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may have not voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. You didn't know how much or when to vote or register. You didn't think your vote will be counted properly. That candidates didn't represent your values. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Your mail and ballot didn't arrive in time. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You didn't know enough about the candidates. You did not have time to vote. None of the above because you always vote. None of the above because you face other obstacles.
I'm going to say none of the above because I always vote.
Thank you so much. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to $0 for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Do you engage a lot more, a little more, little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Thank you very much. Next. We've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Do you engage a lot more, a little more, little less, a lot less?
A lot more.
A lot more. Thank you. The Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer.
A lot more.
a lot more. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. We almost done here. What are the media sources that you check out the most for new content? Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, national TV news out, national TV news stations, news or informational articles online, Facebook, international news outlets, local TV news stations, TikToks, podcasts.
Podcasts. Okay. National news stations,
okay.
And news articles.
News articles. Okay, thank you so much. Next
mm-hmm.
question. Okay, next question. Thinking
mm-hmm.
about the content that you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? Shows, movies, humors, memes, hobbies, tips or hacks, health, beauty, self-care, science, technology, sports, businesses, finance, music, news, current events, government, politics, any of those?
Current events and self-care.
Okay, healthcare. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, doctorate?
Some college.
I'm sorry?
Some college.
Some college. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
See? Some college. Thank you. Do you consider
mm-hmm.
yourself heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Someone is going to get very lucky. Are you the partner or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I did identify with Democrat, but I think I'm leaning more towards independent.
Independent, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had to lean towards the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, or neither, who would you go for? Democrat, Republican, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you so much. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Full-time employed.
Thank you so much. Thank you. For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Okay. I guess about 50,000.
Okay. Thank you so much. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to say that I really appreciate your time, your
mm-hmm.
opinions, and with all the respect, you have a beautiful voice. You have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
See ya.